Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Renee Grant Williams. Renee Grant Williams is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She is the voice coach to the stars, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me say that before. It's true. And she's the author of Voice Power. And she's the lady we turn to when we want to make sure that we do a better job of getting our point across verbally. Renee Grant Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I just read what you wrote. I mean, you sent it over here. Hey, Renee, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. I want to talk about something that's really become one of my pet peeves. When you watch television, and folks, I want you to start paying attention to this. When you watch the new shows, I'm talking about any new show on television, anything that's in the last year, made within the last year or two, notice that half the time when the actors, especially the younger actors, when they deliver their lines, you really have to listen hard to what they're saying, and you may not be able, in fact, there may be times, Renee, when they deliver a line and you actually do not know what they said.
That's happened to me many times.
Now, I think it's just because we're not 25 anymore, Renee. And thank God for the DVR, because I just back it up and try to decipher it. But what is wrong in a world where the people whose job it is to entertain us to deliver some kind of drama can't deliver their lines? I mean, what's happened, Renee?
I think it's because people are trying to put too much information into too short a time, that they tend to rush and jam all the words together, because you don't hear anybody, you don't hear any breaks or any silences.
But
Renee, you know
how sometimes they'll bring in some old head actors, some senior actors to be part of the ensemble. And those folks deliver their lines just fine.
Well, I think that young people are in a rush, and they don't take time to let things sink in.
Now,
and a seasoned actor knows how to let space and let their lines breathe. Speaking is so much like singing. There's a certain tempo and a certain flow. And if you don't give people chance to digest what's been said, mm-hmm. then you have the problem you indicated.
Well, you almost hear them mumble. Sometimes it's almost like they mumble. But, Renee, I wonder if this is happening in the marketplace. I wonder, and I have to say that as someone who has been accused of speaking fast, I really focus on it. I mean, I think about it. I do everything fast, and sometimes I talk fast.
I'll tell you, for your job is to wake us up, Jim. Your job is to wake up the morning traffic, and for that, you naturally have to speak more quickly.
But I really have
to. You don't want to poke along and while people are trying to drive to work.
But I do try, Renee, I am conscious of it. And that's all I'm going to ask people to do, Renee. I'm not trying to get them to change their personality, to change who they are, but I would like for them to try to be a little more conscious and a little more sensitive to the people whoever their audience is. What do you think?
I think that people who are conscious of it, not slowing down. Slowing down is not the answer, but putting space
mm-hmm.
occasionally is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the answers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think people articulate They don't take the time to articulate their words, which is contributes to the problem.
Does that mean? What does that mean? Let's go back to the television thing. Does that mean that if you've got a pretty face, but or you know, male or female, if you got a pretty face, even if you've never been taught how to act or how to enunciate lines, you're still going to get a job? Is that what it's come to?
I'm afraid so, Jim.
And so, folks, Hollywood may be able to get away with this, but you can't get away with this in your business, can they, Renee?
No, because you're face-to-face to people, and you basically have to, if you're in a private situation with a client, you have to pace your voice to the client as closely as possible. Try to find their speech rhythms and their tempo, their speed, and adjust it to that.
And if you've got a 25-year-old selling in the marketplace, and they're selling somebody who's 65 or 55 or 75, for that matter, you don't have to slow down what you're saying. Just enunciate, right?
Just enunciate and give plenty of power pauses, what I call power pauses, which is the number one, a heads up that something is coming, something important is coming, and then after that important thing has been said, give them a little space to digest it, like I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, give a space, and right after, give a space.
You know, in the print world, in the print advertising world, Renee, that's called white space.
Right.
And exactly. white space is the nothing on a sheet of paper, folks. I'm talking blank. It's nothing but white on a paper can be the most powerful part of an ad, can it?
What a terrific analogy. I'm going to steal that one from you, Jim.
Well, but, you know, you think about it. I mean, it's if there's one thing I learned decades ago from some advertising mentors is the power of white space.
Well, I think it was Volkswagen, wasn't it, the first Volkswagen campaigns?
Yep.
That put one word of one witty word or small phrase, and then had white space.
Well, remember what was the what's one of the most memorable albums the Beatles ever had? The White Album.
The White Album.
That's what they called
right.
it. The White Album, because the album was almost all white. Hold on to that. It didn't have anything to do with the music. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about tempo with our good friend Renee Grant Williams. She's the author of Voice Power. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.